56-year-old John Wood beat his father to death with a brick in 1978. He was found not guilty by reason of mental defect and has spent the last 30 years in and out of the Mendota State Mental Institution in Madison. Since then, his repeated attempts to win release have been refused because he's been unwilling to remain on his medication. Today's ruling rejected Wood's claim that the state is violating his rights by forcing him to take potentially dangerous medications. Kristen Laker is Wood's attorney.
I think that's really a weakening of the due process protections that people have had and should continue to have.
Justice Ann Walsh Bradley and Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson agreed with Laker's argument and dissented from today's ruling. They argued that current state statute is unconstitutional and should be amended to require proof that a person is actually a threat and that the state seek less harsh alternatives for people in Wood's predicament. Laker says there are no happy endings in a story like this one unless the law is changed.
When the choice is between being incarcerated or being basically tied down and having dangerous drugs injected into your body, you simply have a due process right to make that decision for yourself unless you present a danger to someone else.
Wood still has the right to petition the state every 6 months for release, but it's unlikely to be granted if he refuses to take his medication. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.